This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Best books? Who says? I swear I don't have a chip on my shoulder, but I can't be sure. It's more a kind of a love-hate relationship. I read the Times, New York Times, daily when it shows up on the front porch. I read it online when on the road, and then I go page by page when I hit home base or catch up to the paper copies. I've got issues with the Times. Recently, I questioned their reporting emphasis on small nonprofits and their mistakes rather than mammoth operations and their more extensive problems. Their role in pushing and fabricating issues in national politics based on their allocation of space and articles shows profound bias sometimes. Again, I couldn't help commenting on their smart-aleck way of dealing with former senator and vice and presidential candidate John Edwards. I'm often confounded when I compare the paper editions to the online displays and offerings that what they choose to promote or overlook. For example, I believe I'm more likely to find articles about labor in print and not online, which is a marketing decision about its readership profiles more than what is news. I think they pander on arts, theater, style, food, and the like, even as they skinny the paper and cut the news hole down. For me, that doesn't square with all the news that's fit to print because most of it is not news, just sizzle without steak. Don't misunderstand me. I scour the Times. I don't find the Journal, the Post, the Guardian, or any others any better. I just have come to depend on them all and trust none of them. All of this brings me to their recent trumpeting of the 100 best books of the 21st century. I read it online weeks ago and received it in print the Sunday before the U.S. Labor Day. It's a bold claim to say such a list really is the best of the best, but that's just typical of Times arrogance and marketing. I found the list interesting because it alerted me to some books and authors I'd wanted to check out, had overlooked, or passed over. But the more I looked at the list, the more I felt the deck was stacked. There was an overwhelming bias towards fiction and prejudice against nonfiction. By my amateur count, it was an 80-20 split, which is a bad whipping when you reckon that year to year there was only an average of one best nonfiction while four fictions came on board. Fair is fair. The introduction to the list acknowledges in a blithe and breezy gee whiz style this imbalance, claiming it to be 2-1 on their count. The difference between 1/3 and 1/5 leaves me scratching my head, but doesn't distract me from my point. How did this happen? The Times claims this distills the opinion of more than 500 novelists, nonfiction writers, librarians, poets, booksellers, editors, critics, journalists, and other readers polled by the Book Review. Of course, we don't know the distribution. The industry claims that fiction has outsold nonfiction over the last 2 years. Kindle claims that fiction on their platform, best nonfiction, 30 or 40-1. BookScan says fiction sales are rising to 40%, but through November of last year, more nonfiction sold almost 90 million copies more in print than fiction, and that's 75% of the market by some measures. You can see where I'm going. I suspect that there were some fingers on the scale. The Times introduction writer whined about not enough poetry books making the list, which was his personal preference, but had no thoughts on the drubbing of nonfiction. I think he was okay with that. So are these really the 100 best books of the 21st century? Who knows? Under any circumstances, this is a Times effort at clickbait for its readers. Publishers and booksellers were no doubt happy to add volumes to their inventory if they made the list. This is still really about business, not quality. The voters on this survey are random and undisclosed, even as their preferences are clear. My old high school Latin teacher, the esteemed Dr. Romeo, would repeat daily the phrase, de gustibus non disputandum est, which he translated as, about taste there is no agreement. Google claims, now 60 years too late for me, that it should be about taste there is no argument. Six of one, half dozen of the other. There's no agreement here, and the Times will assert there's no argument, their way or the highway. But, once again, why not have a little accountability and make an effort to make sure there's something a bit more real when making a case for the best, like 50 nonfiction and 50 fictions and so on. A friend caught me this spring when the 100-odd books that I'd read, none were fiction. I'd read about a quarter of the Times' best list, including some of the fiction, but at least I'll admit my bias. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.